you love movies and movie discussions, you've come to the right place. Who am I, you ask? I am the Wiz, and I'm here today with...
Kim Scheckman.
Kim, how are you doing today?
Good, good.
Oh my God, you're so enthusiastic and happy, I can't fucking stand it!
That's because it's the weekend!
Yeah! TGIS, as they never say.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Happy Saturday.
All right, everybody. Well, we are here to review the 2023 film, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. I got it right! All right.
Yay! That's a really tough title to say.
Yeah, no kidding. Jesus. This is a film starring Abby Ryder Forreston, Rachel McAdams, Ben Safdie, and Kathy Bates, directed by Kelly Foreman Craig. I get the director's name wrong, though. Kelly Freeman Craig. I am sorry. So we are doing a new format. Before we get to that, Kim, how was your week? What's going on?
It wasn't bad. It's getting pretty cold up here.
Yeah, definitely.
In the Northeast. We're heading into Thanksgiving territory. So we've been hunkering down in the house, and we already turned on our source of heat, which is a pellet stove. I don't know if you have your heat on yet, Wiz.
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. So yeah. It's always the game of, you know, how long before we have to turn on the heat?
When it's cold is usually the time.
Well, no shit, but you know.
I get what you're saying.
We play the game because it's expensive.
Right.
So, yeah, we caved. We caved, like, I don't even know, like, probably the end of October.
Yeah.
Which is very early.
Okay, so why don't we start with the plot of the movie. Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, is about a young 11-year-old named Margaret. Hey, how about that? And... The film is basically about her moving from the place that she knew, which was New York, to disgusting, depraved New Jersey. And let me tell you,
the suburbs.
The suburbs, yes. And this is around the time of 1970, I think it looks like.
Correct. Yes.
This is a coming-of-age film about a young girl who is growing into being a teenager.
I also just want to point out that there is kind of like almost like some subplots in there too, right? With the mother and... Her changing up her career and her style, as well as the grandmother. So just something to note there where, you know, it's changed for everybody, not just the young girl.
It's not solely about the young girl, but it's really that the film mostly is about her. But
right,
there
that's
are
the main
subplots.
Plot, but there's some like little subplots in there, too.
Sure, yeah. Absolutely. All right, so let's get into our points of the film. We have 3 points that we want to convey when we're talking about the film. So I'm going to start with the first point that I think we both agree on here.
Yes.
And the first point is that this is a great cast. The people who decide on who was cast in this did an amazing job. And I'm going to stick to the supporting cast. Kathy Bates and Rachel McAdams, I think, when it comes to the film, the parts of the film that are not about the young girl, really carries the film. And they're both entirely likable in very different reasons. Kathy Bates, of course, a fantastic actress, plays this very charming but kind of abrasive grandmother. She does it perfectly because, yes, she's pushy, but she's incredibly lovable for it.
She's pushy for, like, all the right reasons.
Yes, absolutely. The other one is Rachel McAdams, who is just utterly charming and just very lovable, but not in, like, a perfect kind of Leave It to Beaver sort of way that would be just incredibly annoying for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
But... How do I put this?
She's just trying to find herself.
Yes. Yeah. But she does it in a way that keeps the person likable and relatable.
Yes.
Without it being like, oh, you're just...
You're just acting fake.
You're just
right?
So perfect, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah. No.
That character that she plays, she does a really good job with that character. And I think of the actors that are adults, I think she is the
best.
She's
one of my favorites. Yeah.
But to say that with Kathy Bates in the movie as well is something as well, because she does a really good job. I like Rachel McAdams as an actress, but the performances that she does well are usually understated performances, like she did in Spotlight. She was fine in The Notebook, although I'm not a fan of The Notebook. I'll go into that another time. But she's
The Notebook is whatever. Yeah.
Oh, really?
I loved Spotlight.
Yeah, Spotlight
was a good movie.
Yeah, Spotlight is really good. But she is charming, lovable, and likable in this movie as well. And I think she just does a really good job with that character.
For sure. And I think some of the, you know, supporting cast members, like the other children in this, were pretty good too.
Yes.
Like overall, like they just really did good at not, I don't know if it's helping the main character stand out, but kind of show, you know, who she is as a girl growing and like where she kind of fits in that friend group. Mm-hmm. I think they did a really good job with those characters as well.
I think Elle Graham as Nancy did a pretty good job because yes. she is a character that you don't know, like you have an idea of what she is throughout the film, and then as the film goes on, you start peeling back layers and start seeing the person that she really is.
Right.
And she just portrays that character really well. Because a lot of child actors, it's hard to get that kind of depth in there because...
Yeah, I was going to say, like, it must be, like, for the most part, for young actors and actresses, like, that little. Like, how do you... You know, like, I feel like she did a really good job with that overall. And right. Is that not common for young...
Well, the problem is finding that kind of talent in an actor, in mm-hmm. any type of actor. There are some actors that, because they know what the character is going to be at the end, they inherently just portray that, and it kind of gives away what that character will be. And
yeah.
that's any actor, really. The fact that they got this in this girl that was able to play Nancy so well as the film goes on, because she goes from being... quirky, likable, kind of annoying, but
being like she's a really good friend, you know, like
then,
she's to like, oh no,
yeah, so
need to keep my distance from that one.
Yeah, and then,
you know,
yeah, and she did that character really well, I think. I mean,
yeah,
I think it's rare for any actor, but especially rare for a child actor,
for sure. Long.
Okay, Kim, why don't you give your second point?
Sure. So I feel that they casted the main character, who is Abby, Ryder Forreston, perfectly, like dead on, spot on, like perfect little girl coming of age type character. Like I was just like, wow, this girl is just the typical 11-year-old girl. And I mean, I'm female, right? So I've lived that age, you know, bracket, and I know kind of how girls are at that age. And for the most part, she nailed it. It was just pretty straightforward, and I just think she did a really good job.
She has, I think she was really well cast as well. Not only just by looks, like you said, she is the typical looking 11-year-old girl.
Yeah.
But also, she's able to carry the film throughout without having much support. Now, she does have some support in scenes with Kathy Bates and with Rachel McAdams.
Right.
But she essentially does carry this film, and she does a very good job of doing that.
And she's not like obnoxious or like over the top, or she brings a lot of like depth to her character too that like you wouldn't expect. Like, I don't know, I just thought overall she did a really great job with it.
She maintains the right tone is
yes.
how I would. She maintains the perfect tone of which to do every scene. Again, with most actors, it's very hard. But with a child actor, that's incredibly hard.
Yeah.
And she really pulls that off very well. And
she's so lovable.
She is.
Like, she's
very
so,
likable.
Like, you can't not like her. Like, she's just so sweet and lovable.
Yes. Like, she is very kind, very sweet, kind of endearing character that is still likable. Because in a lot of these kids' movies, and I think this is another thing that we should point out too, in a lot of these kids' movies, when they center around kids, they tend to over-embellish certain things. Mm. Maybe the severity of the plot line, maybe the way the characters are. But a lot of times, it's how the characters act because they feel like they need to overcompensate to get a kid's attention. And this
right.
film doesn't really do that. There is some silliness. There is some kind of stuff like that that's a little corny. But it's in the right tone and the right headspace. It's very
It's not overdone.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. My second point that I want to discuss is it's, like I said, it's sweet and endearing feel. This movie is just so fucking sweet. I cannot fucking stand it.
Wiz messaged me last night when he watched the film and he said, oh, this film is so sweet. I can't take it.
Like, again, this is kind of common in kids' movies where it has to be like overly happy and overly sweet and like, yeah. Oh, everybody's in a good mood. And that's not what this movie does, but it still maintains that incredibly endearing sweetness. Let me tell you something. I'm a very cynical and black-hearted person. And for me to have my cackles warmed.
Wow. That yeah, sounds how you really are.
Yeah, I'm a bastard. I am utterly unlikable. Absolutely.
God.
But let me tell you something. Like, sometimes these films just annoy the shit out of me. But I was in for it with this movie. I was like, oh, this is really sweet. I'll put it this way. It does maintain a sweet feel, but it still feels, in a certain sense, realistic. And it still feels, not maybe not realistic. It definitely speaks to, I guess, a kind of a truth that it has when it comes to talking about the subject. Not that I would know, really. Because I wasn't.
Oh, you got your period, Wiz?
Let me tell you something. If I was bleeding from my dick, I would not be looking forward to it. I'm so happy that the only thing I had to deal with was, yeah. We discussed this before the recording. When I was that age, or when I was getting a little older, and women were getting excited for, you know, growing boobs and getting their periods, that was the one thing that puzzled me. Like, why are you excited about bleeding from your vagina? That's so weird.
And I must say, like, I wouldn't say we were excited.
Well, I was 11 or 12.
I think we were curious about the unknown.
Yeah.
And when it finally did happen, we were like,
oh no.
Oh wow, like we're going to the next phase in our lives.
Right.
You know, but, like, you know, the movie's a little bit, it's a movie, right? Like,
right.
They're a little bit like overly excited to get their periods. Like,
right.
Let's just be honest, you know?
But what I will say is what this film does a very good job of doing is it demystifies what they're actually excited by, which is growing into women. Which is something that I think all kids that age and all teenagers really go into. Is that they can't wait to be adults, for the most part.
Right, like even if they don't realize it, when it does happen, they're like, wow, this is awesome. Like,
yeah.
We're getting.
And that just goes in with its sweet and endearing feel, because a lot of movies nowadays that deal with this type of subject matter, it's kind of dark. It's kind of gritty. It's kind of like it goes into the bad things about growing up and stuff like that. It's about being overly emotional. It's about dealing with drugs, sex, and stuff like that.
Yeah, and it's about, you know, like.
And this movie is just a sweet movie about growing up. Which back in the day, there are a ton of them, but now, not so much. Which, I guess it's kind of a nostalgic thing, but I definitely really appreciate in this one.
Like, there wasn't anything super dark in the film, either.
No, not at all.
Like, nothing super dark, nothing really depressing or anything like that, but you could still feel the emotions of the character, like the main character, as she went throughout her growing up. And
yeah.
I don't know, I thought it was really well done.
Yeah, absolutely.
So my next point is, my final point is, the film was very faithful to the adaptation of the book.
Okay.
So I, years ago, oh my God. So I was talking to Wiz and I was thinking about it. I'm like, I'm surprised they came out with this movie now.
Okay.
Because the book's pretty old. I think I read this when I was 14, 15. That was a long time ago. So from what I can remember, the film is very, very similar to the book. So I think they did a good job with that, where sometimes, like, I'll read a book and then I watch a film and I'm like, this film was garbage. Like,
yeah.
Why did I even bother? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
whereas, like,
yeah.
This is like, okay, like, wow, they did a really good job sticking to, you know, what the writer was portraying in the book. And it made me feel a little bit like I was back in that age bracket from when I read it. I really like that they stuck to their guns with this and they didn't alter it too much.
So here's the thing with altering books, okay, into movies. Sometimes you have to do it. In fact, most times you have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because books are in a different plane of existence when it comes to entertainment, because you have to populate all the images in your head.
Right.
In order to actually enjoy the book. And if the book isn't doing a good job of implementing those images, it just doesn't work. But when it comes to making it into a movie, then you have a different problem, because now everybody who's read the book has a certain image in their head as to what it should look like.
Right.
And you have that problem there.
There can be a turnoff there once they watch the film.
Right. Yeah. Which is why people get especially pissed off at when it comes to comic books, why don't you just take what's on the page and put it into the film? The reason why you don't do that is because you have to make it fit the medium. But you're saying this is a faithful adaptation, and yes, it worked very well. I think the other reason that this took so long to get made is because of the subject matter itself. I don't see how a film like this could be made in the 90s and sell.
Yeah, you're probably right, because it was still, like, I don't know, not a lot of people would, like, talk about a young girl getting their period. Right. Like, it just wasn't discussed. Like, when I was young and I got my period, my friends eventually knew about it, but in the movie, like, they were, you know, excited. Like, we didn't talk about it. Like, it was just, okay, I got my period, and my mom knows, and maybe my dad, and that's about it.
Yeah.
It was not, like, public knowledge or, you know, and we would watch those horrible films in school that they would make you watch. You know,
oh my
that
God,
was
yes.
So realistic. But other than that, it was just, like, not talked about.
That is very true. It was pretty, it was still taboo at the time.
Yes.
And we were kids in the 90s. Yes. So for it to be that taboo in the time, where, and I remember too, because they would section off the kids into one room and another room.
Yep.
You'd get the whole,
girls and the boys.
Yep. You would get the whole birds and the bees, and this is what happened with your vagina, and wear the pad, and guys be like, boners, right? And then we'd all laugh and high five. It was really weird.
Literally.
At the time.
Yeah. It was so weird. And then, so maybe that's why they wrote a book about it instead of coming out with a film.
I wouldn't be surprised if this has been optioned for a long time, but they just never pulled the plug, or they never just, you know, pulled the switch on it and said, let's do it, because of the subject matter specifically. Because the film is essentially about girls getting her period.
Yeah, for the most part.
Let's get into my third point. I think this is comfortable all ages entertainment for everyone. But mostly girls and women. This is something that I think anybody of all ages can watch and enjoy. You could be younger, I think, if your parents are comfortable doing that. You could be like 5 or 6 and enjoy this movie and enjoy it. But you can also be older. Like, I think your age, our age, or everything, and be and enjoy it as well.
But, I think even like a senior person.
Oh, sure.
You know, senior woman, yeah, would just think that, because they'd also relate to Kathy Bates, you know?
Yes, absolutely. So. But I really want to stress, mostly girls and women in this, because this film is so centered about womanhood, growing into a woman. What little girls have to deal with before becoming a woman. That
changing careers as a woman.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, leaving behind your, you know, your family leaving you as a senior woman. You know, like, there's, it's all about, it is, it's really centered about women.
Yes, absolutely. And that's refreshing in a way, because there's not many films like this that have this type of budget and this type of cast. Like, for example, like the most prominent man in the movie, which is, I think, is Benny Safdie's character, who is the father, barely in the movie.
Yeah.
Barely in it. But it doesn't matter, because that's not the point. Like, he's kind of like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm here. I'm dead. I'm like, yeah, you are. There you go.
I just make a lot of money, so we had to move. That's about it.
Pretty much. He was the catalyst of the plot moving forward. I enjoyed the movie, but I even noticed, like, oh, this is really not for me. Like, this is not meant for me.
No, it's not. No.
But it's also very, it's comfortable. I would call it cozy. It's just a movie that I can see little girls, or even when they're adults, like young women, when they're like in their 20s, when they have a bad day and there's like, oh God, fucking day sucked.
I just want something light and cheery to,
and comfortable.
Yeah, like home. That, feels like home.
Yeah, and they would pop this in. I think this is the type of film that will be that as the future goes on.
Oh, yes, for sure. I had seen the film previously.
Oh, yeah.
Before watching this, and I'm thinking back to it, and I watched it this year, but I was thinking back to it, and that's exactly what I did. I was kind of having like a meh day, and I popped it in, and I had a big bowl of popcorn and cried at the end. And that's that.
Oh my gosh, she's bleeding.
Ah! She got her period. I remember when I got mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's really about it. And then I went on with my day.
Oh, and that scene was so cute too, because the mother was crying too, and she was like, oh my God, I don't know why I'm crying.
Well, it also, it just, it has a deeper meaning for me too.
So. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay, so we got to our 3 points. Kim, who do you recommend this for?
So I would recommend this for girls ages 10 to 13. For some reason, I'm just 100% picturing this as like a slumber party movie. You know, the parents would say, okay, yeah, you can watch this as long as your parents are okay with it, because it does talk about, you know, bodies and menstruation and all this stuff. But I mean, that's what they're going through at that age anyway. So, you know, watching it, because it is, there's some really cute, lighthearted parts in there too, outside of all the deep talk about, you know, womanhood, that I could picture little girls just sitting in front of TV and they're, you know, little sleeping bags watching it and talking and this and that. And then the obvious, you know, pretty much any woman at any age, unless you're really, really little, then obviously no. But
no, I agree. And I think the women in general is correct on that. I even think, like, maybe I'm not the right person to ask this or to answer this, but I think all women in general, even younger women, like, if a parent's comfortable with them watching it, I mean, there is a point to seeing a girl slightly older than themselves looking and goes, oh, this is what could happen to me, and possibly getting into it and also enjoying it. I don't see how...
Yeah, I mean, I think they just may not understand.
Oh, sure.
And like, if the parents are okay with them asking them questions about it, then sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which you would hope they would be.
And who do you not recommend this?
Masculine men. Very masculine men. My husband would never watch this movie.
Well, Kim, you're wrong, because I'm the most masculine man and I like this.
No, you are not.
Oh, you so bitch.
Far from it.
Oh my god.
You love Notting Hill, for God's sakes. Like, you are, yeah. No.
It's a moving movie. Get off. Like,
it is.
There's
nothing. I'll never let
there is
you
nothing
that
emasculine than a man crying in films, you fucking bitch.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just feel like, yeah, like, if I turn this on, my husband would be, like, on his cell phone the whole time and look up at, like when they turn the movie on about the vagina and, like, they're sitting in a theater and the woman turns on.
No.
He'd be like, what the hell is this?
No. Put the movie on at the time when they're talking about, they're doing that exercise about increasing their bust.
You must.
Oh, my God.
You must increase your bust.
And let me tell you something.
Oh, my God. It's so funny.
Let me tell you something. Guys will laugh at that scene, but if there was a dance that you could do to enlarging your penis size, you would do it daily.
Oh, totally. Oh, my God.
Except me, because then I would scare people off.
Yeah, if that came on, like, oh, man. My husband would be like, what the fuck are you watching? Like, these little girls need to stop.
This is so improper.
This is so uncomfortable. I feel like a creep watching this.
You know what? I did too when I watched it. Oh, God. Yeah. But it was funny. I was like, oh, this is so silly.
It was very funny. It was really cute. But, like, you know, some guys might feel like, oh, I really shouldn't be watching this.
Right. But immediately I was like, you know, if I was a young man, it's like, oh, I can increase my penis size by doing this. Like, I must increase my thrust.
Oh my God, of course you came up with a fucking song for it.
I just copied them.
For the male version.
I just copied them. But see, this film wouldn't be PG-13. It would be X-rated, because you know damn well what the kids would be thinking at the time.
Yes.
Let's look at the Playboys. Like, oh, we're looking at the Playboys. Oh, I don't know. Zip.
Yeah, seriously. Like, oh my God. You would. So who would you recommend the film for?
Okay, so I would recommend this for movie daughter date night or movie daughter movie night.
I love that. When you said that, I was like, yes.
Absolutely. 110%. Like, this is something I feel like, if you are a parent who's having a growing child, and you know they're at that time where they're trying to be a little more independent, a little more free, but you want to cox them into, like, watching a movie, this would be perfect, I think.
But even, like you said, like, if you have a father that has a daughter, and maybe you're a single dad, right? And this would be the perfect movie to watch with your daughter, because, yeah, it's a little bit meh for guys, but if you know, like, your daughter's going to get something out of it, and instead of you having to, like, fully sit them down and explain the birds and the bees without a film, this would be a really great segue into that conversation.
Yes, that's a very good point. Absolutely. Next, I would recommend it for tweens that don't want to be talked down to. As sweet and saccharine as this film is, it treats these kids with the right amount of respect, I think. I don't think it talks down. I don't think it kind of belittles them. And it also doesn't treat them like little adults. It treats them as they are, which I think is something that a lot of movies have a very hard time doing. It makes it easy to identify with these characters, I think. And then, fans of cozy, heartwarming films. This is a heartwarming film. This is a film
it is.
That
it is. Like you said, there's nothing dark. There's no depression. Yeah.
There's not even like edgy dialogue. There's not like, there's no snarkiness to the movie, really. It's just a very comfortable, very cozy, sweet film. Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, it was so fucking sweet. I was like, oh my God.
Like, there isn't even any swearing in it. Like, no. It's just, like, so kind. It's such a kind movie.
I know, right? Like, it's very sweet. Who do I not recommend this for? Well, men. Mainly men who are single and don't have daughters. I am both of those things.
Why? Oh, my God. Why not? What did you say to me earlier? You were like, yeah, I'm just going to be sitting in my bachelor pad watching these, like, little fucking kids, like, getting their periods.
My name is Ben. I'm a single man. I'm going to put my hand down my pants and watch it. Yeah. Are you there, guys? Me, Margaret. Friday night, baby! Woo! Yeah.
Couple of beers, a fucking pizza, and me and Margaret just hitting the sheets.
Oh, don't see that. Oh, God.
Hey, like, I mean, why else would a freaking single guy living in a bachelor pad, straight guy, like, watch that? What, like, honestly?
Well, as a single guy who watched these kind of films all the time, because I like movies and I heard it was good. But yeah, I get your point.
Not a film buff.
Definitely get your point.
That's just called a pedophile at that point.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? Like,
right. Not recommended for men. And you know, and if you're of that persuasion, ew, no, like, ew.
But if they have a daughter, I get it.
Yeah, but that's why I said who are single or don't have daughters.
Yes,
like,
correct.
Like, if you are a guy and you have kids and they're all boys, like, I don't know how this will work.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know about that.
Maybe with the wife, go, hey, was it like this when you were a kid? Yep. Okay. Was it like this? Yeah, honey. Yeah, was it like that too? Yeah. Wow, interesting. Okay, can we watch Die Hard?
Yeah, like, that's weird.
Okay, and not recommended for if you prefer the more edgy coming-of-age films. I'm talking films like 13, or more dialogue-edgy, like Juno, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like,
my husband enjoyed Juno. He loves that film.
Right, but
he would never watch this.
Juno is also incredibly sarcastic, which this movie is not.
Correct.
Like, this film is incredibly endearing. Like, like, really endearing. So if you're not into that and you think that's kind of lame, then no, don't watch this. It's not for you.
Agreed.
Okay, yeah. So, Kim, do you recommend the movie?
I do. I do recommend the film. You know, I would recommend it to anyone that really would enjoy a sweet, kind, coming-of-age film that has a lot to talk about women getting their periods.
Right.
And that's that. That's all there is to it.
Yeah. And as a guy who doesn't have a daughter and is single, I actually do recommend this. Maybe not to those type of people, but this is a very sweet film. It's something that I really did enjoy. It definitely gets awkward at times for, you know, me being me.
Men.
But yeah. I definitely appreciate this film being made. Here's my thing that I think surprised me. Most films that are centered around females and women, and unless they are dark and edgy, they just don't vibe with me very well. It's just like, this is really not for me.
Yeah, like, they're not really done well.
Right. I wouldn't say that. It's just that the things that I respond to, I don't respond to very well when it's just so focused on female. There's just some movies like Fried Green Tomatoes, like something like
Oh God, don't tell me.
What, tell you what?
I love that movie.
Right, but what I'm trying to say, I think that I'm having a hard time describing this, is these movies are so catered to women and what women like and what women want in a movie that it almost says, like, if you're a guy, don't bother. And I don't think this movie does that necessarily, because there are things about this movie that I think guys will enjoy and find funny, but it really is meant to be for women. And I think that's a very hard line to thread. I guess what I'm saying is I definitely enjoyed it, even though I know it's not for me. If I came up not recommending it, I would still say to women, no, see it. You should see it. I think it's
right, right, good. Right.
But I actually did enjoy this. I think there were a lot of things in this movie that were funny and touching and sweet and cozy that I would definitely understand a woman wanting to watch this. And in the end, I did enjoy this. I would recommend it, But, you know, if you are interested in it, you'll know why. And I definitely right. recommend Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. So we both recommend this.
Lovely.
Nice. Now, if you want my full review on this movie, you can go to my website at imthewiz.com. You'll have my full written review right on the site, along with a link to the video that has this review that you've just listened to. Okay, so next week, I chose the theme to be political movies.
Yes.
And one of us is not going to be here.
I have to go to a wedding.
Oh, well, that's fine. Nah. Yeah.
You know, I have to go get drunk and eat a lot of food and hang out with people.
Yeah.
Which you. Can be fun and can be annoying all at the same time. But
poor
we'll
you.
See.
So next week, I'm going to review a movie by myself. I'm doing all political films. And on Saturdays, I'm going to review the film Vice, starring Christian Bale, Amy Adams, and a bunch of other people. Good Lord. Directed by Adam McKay. I am not an Adam McKay fan when it comes to his films. The only film that I liked of his is Anchorman, and I love Anchorman. Anchorman is
oh my God,
so
I love Anchorman.
Fun.
So
but,
good.
But his drama films have, or his like more dramatic films have not hit well for me. So
what's a semi-popular dramatic film he's done?
The Big Short. Don't Look Up. Yeah. And Vice is the other one. He did another one, but okay. I'm not. But anyway, I will definitely check out Vice. But in 2 weeks, we're going to do a theme for Thanksgiving movies. And
yes.
Kim, that is your decision. What are we watching?
We're watching the 2019 film called Little Women.
Yeah. Oh, God, man. I think we talked about this beforehand. I read this book a long time ago and really liked it.
Classic. Absolute classic.
I will probably not remember a lot of it at all because it was a long time ago.
I know the book and like the movies by heart.
Yeah.
I've seen it so much. Like I was telling Wiz before this, and we'll get into it next week, but I saw the 1994 version of this film and I love it. So yeah. I'm very curious to see how the 2019 version hits home with me.
This is the one that was directed by Greta Gerwig. It has Saoirse Ronan, Florence Pugh, and Emma Watson. Three very good actresses, especially, mm-hmm. I mean, I love Saoirse Ronan, but even I am impressed with Florence Pugh. Like, I really like Florence Pugh a lot, so.
And you said it got nominated for an award.
It got nominated for Best Picture. I think Greta Gerwig got Best Director as well.
Yeah, so I'm excited to check that out, because like I said, I saw the one that came out in 94. I've seen that movie so many times because I love it, but I'm a little nervous because the 94 version is my favorite. So I'm because then I have something to compare it to. So it's, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Okay, so tune in next week where I review Vice, starring Christian Bale and Amy Adams, directed by Adam McKay. And then 2 weeks, me and Kim are going to review Little Women, starring Saoirse Ronan, Emma Watson, and Florence Pugh, directed by Greta Gerwig. I am The Wiz.
And I am Kim Shackman.
Talk to you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.